In a few weeks, the Supreme Court will hear arguments in a case challenging access to medication abortion. A key issue is whether the Food and Drug Administration is correct that the abortion pill mifepristone is safe, including when it is prescribed through telemedicine. A study out today provides support for the FDA's position, as NPR's Selena Simmons-Duffin explains.
The study analyzed more than 6,000 patients' electronic medical records from three virtual abortion providers.
Those providers were offering care in 20 states across the U.S.
That's lead author Ushma Upadhyay from the University of California, San Francisco. Some patients talked to a healthcare provider over video. Others used a secure chat platform, basically like texting. If they were less than 10 weeks pregnant and eligible, patients were prescribed medications, both mifepristone, which blocks the pregnancy hormone progesterone, and misoprostol, which causes uterine contractions. Both medicines were sent to patients via mail-order pharmacy.
And then 3 to 7 days later, there was a clinical follow-up, meaning that the provider checked in with the patient. Did you receive the medications? Did you take the medications? They asked about the symptoms they're experiencing.
Finally, there was another clinical follow-up 4 weeks after the original intake. What the researchers found was that telemedicine abortion was effective. It ended the pregnancy without any follow-up care for 97.7% of patients. And Upadhyay says it was also safe.
Overall, we saw 0.25% of patients experienced a serious adverse event.
The safety and efficacy was similar whether the patients talked to a provider over video or through secure text messaging. The findings are published in the journal Nature Medicine. Rishi Desai, a professor at Harvard Medical School who wasn't involved in the study, says it was well conducted.
I would say that this study provides reassuring data regarding safety of the medications. And this is very much in line with what we have seen in many previous studies. So it's good to see that safety findings hold up in this setting as well.
Yet whether mifepristone is safe and whether FDA has appropriately regulated how it is prescribed is a major legal question right now. The Supreme Court will hear arguments in the mifepristone case on March 26th. The decision could affect access to medication abortion nationwide. Selena Simmons-Duffin, NPR News.